Good morning. Today's Daf and Yevamos is Chaf Beis. We are in Chaf Amud Aleph. That's not a good thing to say, but it's true. And we're in the bottom. We're at Tana Rabbanan. We're going to go through the Shnia. So the bad news is we're behind. The good news is that we get to do the Shnias today. And my plan is to cover and finish the Shnias, which is ending on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. And after that, if time will permit, I'll even go a little bit further. But for sure, we're going to finish the Shnias today. Now, I'm telling everybody right now on the front end, I'm going to go through it too quickly, meaning that I'm going to go and illustrate these cases and go through these cases, and I'm just not going to go at a pace where I'm going to give everyone, myself included, ample time to think about what these scenarios are. I afforded myself this morning a chart. I told you at the beginning of the Masechta, Tziyurim Masechas Yevamos. It's been around for a while, a couple cycles I've used in the past. I see it's noted up from the past. Okay, it's really helpful. It's really good. In terms of just seeing all the cases and seeing all these relationships. The idea is really simple. The idea is really simple, but just the application is going to be a little bit challenging. And the idea is that the Torah gives us a list of family members that are arayas and we're not allowed to marry. It's a prohibition with the consequence of kares. So these are serious yisurim in the Torah. You're going to find them twice in the Torah. You're going to open up to Achrei Mos and Perek Yud Ches, and there it's introduced to us once, and then next parsha over, Kedoshim and Perichav, so it's introduced a second time. Why twice? Meaning, if you go through it, you'll see that it's just simply repetition of the same arayos, but one is the Azhara, the other is the Onesh. The warnings, meaning the actual sermon themselves, are laid out in Yudches, and the actual Onesh is laid out in Perichav. So those are the Isuri Daraisa. But, like the Gemara said yesterday, the Chachamim added. In other words, added family members that are very similar in nature, and it's like the handle to the vessel. That's the Gemara's comparison analogy yesterday. Meaning before Shlomo HaMelech came, so it was hard to handle, meaning it's just these arise, but the other arise are fine, and it's just really hard to navigate. So what the Chachamim did is they added a secondary level of arayos. So these are all Isuri de Rabbanan. These are what's called Shnios La Arayos, literally translated as secondary arayos. Yesterday we went through an introduction of the Gemara, where do we see that the Chachamim are given this power to legislate, and specifically in this case over here, the Gemara cited a number of psukim yesterday that gave us the sources for the general idea of adding the Chachamim adding to the Torah. Like I said yesterday, asu siyag the Torah. That's the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. So over here, we're now going to be learning the siyag. We're going to be learning what's added. There are, in terms of today's daf, they're going to be a list and then follow them by a list. The list we're going to start off with today, Chafal Famad Aleph, that's list number one of Shnios. And then there's a second list as well, the list of Rebbe Chia, the Shnios to Rebbe Chia, which are also going to be added as well. In total, there are going to be 16 Shnios that are going to be added over that which the Torah already prohibits. And again, as I mentioned, I'm going to go through it quickly and too quickly. I'm saying this on the front end, but hopefully I'll be as clear as possible, as clear as I can be. And then from there, we'll take it from there. Tana Rabbanan, we're in Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, and we're about 2/3 of the way down. And Mahim Shnios. So who are the Shnios? So if you look at a chart over here, so we're going to go through Aim Emo, Aim Aviv. So it's going to be the mother of your mother and the mother of your father. Oddly enough, the Torah doesn't prohibit these women, meaning these women in the Torah are permitted. Okay, so the Chachamim added them to the list. Ashes Avi Aviv. So that is going to be your grandfather's wife. Ashes Avi Amo, the Emo. That's also your grandfather's wife. Again, everything now is just, it's twice over because it's once through your father, once through your mother. Eishes achi ha'av min ha'aim. Eishes achi ha'av min ha'aim. So it's going to be, achi ha'av min ha'aim. Right. I'm just looking over here because it's just very helpful for me. That would be the wife of your mother's father. Okay, good. Ve'esha zachia im min ha'av. Okay, I'm looking right now. I'm sorry. In the tzirim, I'm on right now 130. Ve'esha zachia im min ha'av. So that would be the wife of your mother's brother. Okay, paternal, and kalas benov kalas bito, and also the son-in-law of your the daughter-in-law. Okay, the son-in-law is a different erva, but the daughter-in-law of your daughter and the daughter-in-law of your son. Okay. Now, a person is allowed to be with Eishes Chamav, the wife of your father-in-law, meaning, obviously, we're not talking about your mother-in-law. Your mother-in-law, meaning your wife's mother, is Asim in the Torah. That's an erva in the Torah. But let's say your father-in-law is married to another woman, for whatever reason, he took on a second wife, whatever the case is. In other words, another wife of your father-in-law, she's mutter. In other words, that's not included in Shneios. So mutter, under Beishas Chamav, Beishas Chorgo. And let's say you have a stepson who also was married to a woman and it ended in divorce or death, and now she's available, so you can marry her as well. V'aser bebas chorgo, oddly enough, your stepson's daughter, so that's prohibited to you. And v'chorgo mutter b'ishto, your stepson would be permitted to marry your wife, obviously after your death or divorce. B'ishto ubito, and also your daughter as well. Meaning step-siblings are allowed to marry one another. V'eishas chorgo omer slo. Now, the Bryce ends off with just simply an illustration. Like, this is what it would sound like. In other words, just funny sentences now that you can construct based on what we just learned together. So, Eishas chorgo, so the wife of your stepson will say to you, omer slo, ani mutar slach, I'm permitted to you, ubiti asur lach, and my daughter is prohibited to you. Okay. In other words, and it's odd, meaning it comes out to be a little bit odd that someone who is closer in relationship to you is permitted to you, and someone who's further away is prohibited to you. Okay, but that's how it works out. So bas chorgo daraisa dechsev es bas benav es babita. So the Gemara says now on that last point of the braisa, where the stepdaughter, the wife of the stepson says to you, I'm permitted to you, but my daughter's prohibited to you. So the Gemara says that prohibition is an issur daraisa, and the Gemara quotes the pasuk as bas benav as bas bita. So mishum dekabay lemisnei seifai shchargo omer solani moter sachu biti asur lach ve'afagav de biti asur lach medaraisa b'didi lo gazer be'rabanan. And exactly that point, meaning the contrast. The contrast is really stark in that the wife of the stepson is permitted to you, and meanwhile the daughter, meaning because again the daughter now means is that your son produced the daughter, which means now that it is your wife's, it's your and your wife's granddaughter, or your wife's granddaughter, so she's going to be prohibited to you. And despite the fact that the daughter of the stepson is prohibited to you, min ha-Torah, but still, the wife of the stepson is still going to be permitted to you. Okay, so it's just to show the contrast. Tana Reisha Nami Bas Chorgo. So, I'm sorry, Tana Nami Reisha Bas Chorgo. So once we know the end of the braisa is going to be setting us up for that, for that, you know, that oddity, if you will. So that's why the braisa talked about bas chorgo, the daughter of your stepson. So So the Gemara says, okay, so why don't we say the same thing regarding eishes chamav? Eishes chamav, that would be the wife of your father-in-law. So the wife of your father-in-law, so she could also say to you that I'm permitted to you, meaning that in the event that your father-in-law either dies or divorces his wife, again, obviously not your wife's mother. Your wife's mother obviously is prohibited in the Torah. But another wife of your father-in-law. So why didn't the Braisa make the same contrast, the same oddity statement, in which she could say to you that I'm permitted to you, but biti asur lach, but my daughter's prohibited to you, because my daughter is going to be your sibling. So the Gemara says, or not your sibling, sorry, but your wife's sister, which is going to be prohibited to you. So why didn't the Braisa do that? So the Gemara says, ishto hapsikale, dehavi achos ishto. So hapsikale v'hapsikale. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. That would have been another illustration of somebody saying to you, I'm permitted to you, but my daughter's prohibited to you. But meanwhile, in that case over there, the prohibition of the daughter is not absolute. The daughter of your father-in-law's wife is not absolute. Why isn't it absolute? Because again, how is she related to you? She is your wife's sister. So as we pointed out numerous times, and we get to point it out again right now, and that is once an erva, always an erva. Meaning, however they got to the status of erva, right? Your daughter-in-law is a simple example. So your daughter-in-law is an erva to you. Let's say death or divorce, and she's no longer your daughter-in-law. Halachically, she's still your daughter-in-law. Right, that's an absolute, and even if the cause of her erva is no longer there, she still is going to be branded that status of the erva for the rest of her life, the rest of your lives. However, when it comes to sisters, that's the heter of the Torah, in which a man is allowed to marry his wife's sister after the death of his wife, only death, not divorce. Okay, so that's the only reason why the Braisa didn't give that particular scenario, because your father-in-law's wife can say to you, I'm permitted to you, but my daughter's prohibited to you, but that prohibition is not absolute. Because in the event that your wife dies, so then the daughter, i.e. your wife's sister, would be permitted to you. Okay. Again, I know I'm going through this all too quickly. I'm aware of that, but that's what we got to cover. Amar Rav. So now we get to Rav's statement. Okay, if you like, if you're following with me in the Tziurim, you turn the page. Amar Rav Arba Nashim Yeshlam Hefsek Naka Rav Yadei Tla. So Rav says that look, four women Yesh Lahen Hefsek are going to have a limit, meaning that for all the shneios that we just described over here, so the sky's the limit. I know that sounds strange, but what it means is as follows: is that it doesn't matter now once we've identified these shneios, and we just went through eight in the previous brisa. So once we went through these shneios, so then we're going to go generationally up and generationally down, and with no stop. Now it gets to the point of absurdity. Obviously, in other words, would it be possible for a man to marry his, right? We just highlighted as one of the shneios. So his grandmother. Okay, that's a shneia. So your great grandmother is going to be a shneia, and your great great grandmother is going to be a shneia. Now it's going to get to a point of absurdity where you're just simply not going to be able to live in the same world together. And it goes without saying that a marriage between somebody and somebody four generations older than him is going to be, in of itself, just slightly absurd. But still, as far as the Gzeira D'Rabbanan is concerned, so the Gzeira D'Rabbanan is going to go upwards with no limits generationally and downwards. So every one of the shneios that we just went through are going to go up and down without stop. However, Rav says four of them are going to have a stop. Well, that's four out of eight. That's half. But according to Rav, so four of them are going to have a stop, meaning only the ones that were identified, but not any higher or lower generationally. And Rav Biadeh, and Nakat Rav Biadeh Tlaz. Now, of the four, Rav says, I'm really only subscribing to three of the four, meaning according to Rav himself, only three of them are going to have a limit, and then five of them are going to have no limits. Now, what are the three/four? So, Eisha Zachia Ha'em Min Ha'av. So that would be your uncle's wife, but again, specifically over here, Eishes Achi Ha'em Min Ha'av. So it is going to be your mother's brother, but your mother's paternal brother. Okay, now I'm getting it. Okay, and Eishes Achi Ha'av Min Ha'em, and the wife of your uncle's wife, but your uncle's your uncle, meaning it's your father's brother maternally. So Vikalaso, and also your daughter-in-law as well. So these are going to have limits, meaning only these, but if I were to take that and move it up one generation or move it down a generation, obviously by uncles we would go up, and by daughter-in-laws we would go down. So so those have limits. And Ziri Mosif Av Eshes Avi Imo. And Ziri would also like to add to that list also the wife of your grandfather, but again, your maternal grandfather. So there, Ziri adds that as a limit as well. I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak V'Siman Chadi Elai D'Rav. And just to remember, meaning just so that you know how to commit this to memory. So D'Elai D'Rav, meaning Ziri goes up one generation above Rav. V'Rav Maitam Elo Chashiv Lei. So now, as far as Rav is concerned, why didn't he want to add your maternal grandmother, meaning as one of the shneios that have a limit? So the Gemara says, Michlef Elei Be'eshes Avi Aviv. Because what's going to end up happening is that it's going to get confused. Meaning once we say grandmother, so grandmother on the mother's side, grandmother on the father's side, people are going to confuse the two. Now, Ziri will tell you no. In other words, people have in their minds clear distinctions between your mother's mother or your mother's father's wife versus your father's father's wife. In other words, people have that as a clear distinction in mind. Now, the Gemara could be referring to some sort of social, cultural phenomena that occurred in the time of the Gemara, where people tended to be more with their father's family than they are with their mother's family. I mean, the Gemara says it. I mean, that's not speculation on my part. The Gemara says, the lahasam shchiach va'azil, to that one, meaning to the father's family, people are frequent, but lahachalo shchiach, but people don't spend time by their mother's family. Okay, anyway. And so therefore, Ziri felt that if we put a limit on the grandfather's wife on the mother's side, so that won't necessarily translate over to the grandfather's wife on the father's side. Okay, good. So So the Gemara says, wait one second. I got caught up on one of the shneios, meaning you told me that one of the shneios is kalaso. The Gemara says kalaso. Kalaso is a dinda araisa. So what did Dechsev, as we are now on the top of Chafal from Medbez, and the Gemara says, I know it's the Araisa, because the Pasuk says, Erevas Kalas Chalos Segala. The Torah says it, that you cannot be with your daughter-in-law. So the Ema Kaspano, so the Gemara says, okay, we're talking about the daughter-in-law of your son. Kaspano Yeshla Hefsek. So the Kaspano Yeshla Hefsek, sorry. So the Gemara says, fine. So we're not talking about your daughter-in-law. Your daughter-in-law is an Issa Doraisa. That's a given. We're talking about your son's daughter-in-law, which from you now is going to be two generations. Okay. So the Gemara says, okay, but not okay. Meaning, so you're telling me that of the eight shniyos that we just introduced to, Kalas Beno, which is a shniya, that's a secondary, so that's not going to have a limit, right? That's what we just learned together. The Gemara says it's simply not true. V'atanya kalas o'ervas kalas beno, shniya v'china ta'omer bivno v'uben beno, atzav kol adaros. The Braisa over here could not say it any clearer. The Braisa says that when it comes to the daughter-in-law of your son, that just keeps extending downward. Again, it gets to the point of absurdity, but it doesn't matter. Just as a legislative act, so the Isser Shnios by in-laws, by daughter-in-law, will continue going down. It will drop down as many generations as possible. So Ela Ema Kalsbito. So the Gemara says, fine. So good. So but we're not going to edit our original Braisa. Our original Braisa is correct, and Rav's assertion that there's a limit is also correct as well. But what we're going to do is make a delineation between the daughter-in-law of your son versus the daughter-in-law of your daughter, i.e. your daughter's son, your grandson got married. So to that woman, your daughter-in-law's son's wife, right? Kalas Bito. So she is a shnia, but from there, that's where it stops. Meaning then, if you were to go drop down further, so then there's no longer shnia on that line. So on Kalas Beno, there is no limit. On Kalas Bito, there is a limit. Good. So the Amar of Chista, Hamilsa, mi Gavir Rabba Shmieli. In fact, the Gemara tells us, Rav Chista heard something from Gavir Rabba, heard it from a great man. Umana Rabbi Ami, and the Gemara identifies it's Rabbi Ami, lo asru kala, elamimne kala. The only reason why they prohibited kala is because of kala. Okay, good. Cryptic. And when dealing with Arayos, cryptic is not so helpful because we need to have clarity. So, but what he figures is as follows. This is now Rav Chista speaking. So, lo asru kala, elamimne kala. The amruli kaldai. Now Rav Chista here gives us a little biographical sketch. You know, when I was younger, you know what they told me? Now, that they over here is a Chaldeim, right? He went to Chaldeans. Now, in of itself, by the way, we could spend a lot of time on this because that is beyond interesting. Basically, he went to his local astronomer to forecast his future, which, generally speaking, is prohibited, absolutely prohibited by the Torah. How did that work? Okay, we're gonna move past this point. It's not really a point to move past, but we are. So the Malfana Havyas. And he said, you know, you're going to be a Malamed. Okay, in other words, you're going to be an educator. Wonderful. So Amina, so I said, Rav Chista said, look, great news. Iga v'rabba havinas v'ramidati. So now I have this cryptic statement that I've been holding with me now for years. So eventually, I don't know what kind of educator I'm going to be. Am I going to be in the base medrash? Am I going to be a magachir? Am I going to be teaching elementary school? And here, just what a fantastic self-assessment in terms of, look, whichever role I play in life, it's fine, it's good. And look, if I end up becoming a magachir and a base medrash, great. So that means to say that I'll be able to figure it out on my own. In other words, if I got to the point of being a magachir in base medrash, it means I have a certain amount of intellect, and I'll be able to figure it out on my own. And imikre dardike havina. Now, if I happen to be teaching elementary school, preschool, whatever the case is, ashalam mirabanan de asul lebe kanishta. So then I'll just ask Talmud Chacham, and he'll explain to me. Either way is fine. I personally love the honest appraisal of whichever position in life I am. It's great. And if I need help understanding, great. I'll go get help understanding. Fantastic. Anyway, in retrospect, obviously, we know Rav Chista to be a tremendous Talmud Chacham. So hashta svar midati. And the Gemara says, and he knew it himself. And he said, good. So now I'm going to be able to take this cryptic statement and explain it. So lo asru kalas bito ala mishum kalas beno. Ah, kalas bito. The only reason why the Chachamim extended to kalas bito is only because of kalas beno. Meaning kalas beno is the Kalas Beno is the Daraisa, and the, Kalaso is the Daraisa. Kalas Beno is an extension of Kalaso. But Kalas Bito, that was only extended because of Kalas Beno. Meaning what people will end up doing is, once we say that your daughter-in-law is prohibited, people will be confused between whose producing the daughter-in-law. Is your daughter producing the daughter-in-law? Is your son producing the daughter-in-law? Ah, so that's exactly the point. So Kalas Bino is only prohibited because of Kalas Bito. The other way around, I'm going to let me say it better. Kalas Bito. So Kalas Bito was only prohibited because of Kalas Bino. And so that's why it will continue by Kalas Bito, but it will not continue by Kalas Bino. Okay, good. So Amalei Abai LeRav Asbalach Kegon Kalasa Debei Rav Tisai, Rav Papa Amar Kegon Kalasa Debei Rav Papai, Bar Abba, and Rav Ashi Amar Kegon Kalasa Debei Mari Isik. So the Gemara gives just textbook examples. Now, textbook examples, by the way, if you lived amongst the Amorayim. Now, it happens to be that we don't live amongst these families, but in other words, I'm not going to be biographical right now, but a great way to think about these Gemaras is just within your own family. Meaning, if you're struggling over here with all these cases over here, so just make a family tree, and it's a little bit uncomfortable, but it's just a great way to think about it. Just make a family tree, and then just go through all the arayas that we just went through, and oh yeah, that's right, and this aunt and that uncle, and it's just a great way to see it, because obviously once you personalize it, so it's going to be a lot better. So that's what the Gemara is doing over here, but for us, the reader, just living a short 1800 years after these particular families, so admittedly to us, these examples over here are not that helpful. But, okay. Ibai Lahu. Okay, so, what have we done so far this morning? We've outlined the eight shniyos, more to come later this morning. But we've outlined eight shniyos on Chafal Fa Medalef. The Gemara just simply went through a couple of the scenarios in the Brisa, specifically that last line of the Brisa, which was a little quirky, but exactly for that reason, because it's a little bit quirky, right? The example of your stepson's wife, who is permitted to you, despite the fact that their daughter is prohibited to you. Okay, and the contrast between the two, we also just clarified that when we said. And Rav gave us a list of four where they have a limit, meaning all the other shniyos are unlimited, meaning they go upwards generationally, downwards generationally, with notable exception to four of them. Rav only felt three, not four. Okay, and then we outline which are the 3/4. That's what we have done so far this morning. E by Lahu. We are in Chafal Famed Beis. We're about a third of the way down. Eishes Achei Ha'em Min Ha'em Mahu. So, a woman that has not yet been really addressed here in the Brisa, and the Gemara now is going to be addressed it, is Eishes Achei Ha'em Min Ha'em. So it is your mother's brother's wife. And when they're siblings, we say they're siblings maternally. Okay. Again, if you have a chart in front of you, it'll be just a little bit easier to see. But admittedly, they're hard to see. But that is question number one. So Eishes Achei Ha'em Min Ha'em Mahu. So Eishes Achei Ha'av Min Ha'em Ve'eishes Achei Ha'em Min Ha'av De'iketzad Av Hu De'gazru Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, as far as shniyos are concerned, so what was one of the primary considerations of the Chachamim by adding a shniya? So one of their primary considerations is the connection through the father, meaning the father creates a family bond. Now the mother obviously also creates a family bond, but just from a family standpoint, the father is a connector. And so if the connection between siblings is through a father, if they're paternal siblings, so then the Chachamim added that as a shniya. Over here, however, when dealing with your mother's brother's wife, but your mother and her brother are only related through the mother, so really now there's no paternal connection. Meaning it's your mom, that's maternal. It's your mother's brother, but they're only siblings through a mother, through a shared mother, not a shared father. So that's also maternal. So over here, that there's no tzad av to it. So maybe the Chachamim didn't make a gzera. Or maybe it makes no difference. So the meaning, it's your uncle's wife. And people get confused. In other words, if we start saying that this uncle's wife is prohibited, but this uncle's wife is permitted, that's confusing. So exactly. So maybe the Chachamim include that in the gzera as well. So Amrav Safran Higufa Gzera Vananik Gzera Gzera. So the Gemara says, well, your uncle's wife, so that already is Gzera. And again, just to be clear, when we say uncle over here, we mean it is your mother's brother or your father's brother's wife. So that is already a Gzera. And now to include your mother's brother's wife. And again, mother and brother are only sharing a shared mother. So it's a maternal sibling. So that's now an extended gzera. And so that's a gzera l'gzera. And do we not go two steps on a gzera? So amarava, out to kula lav gzera l'gzera ninu. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the way to look at it over here. Meaning, don't look at each step independently. Look at shnios as a general. Meaning, they all were included by the Chachamim because of confusion. And so it could very well be that when the Chachamim were gozer on uncles and your aunts, or I'm sorry, your uncle's wives, so maybe the Chachamim just made one gzera that encompasses all uncles. So the Gemara says, fine. The Imo Erva. Aim Imo Shnia. So the Gemara says, I'll give you an example. Your mother is an Erva. Your grandmother is a secondary. The Gazal Aim Aviv Mishum Aim Imo. So, and meanwhile, the Gzera was the your father's mother because of your mother's mother. Meaning, so what is that? Is that two steps? Obviously, that's not two steps. So, Vitama Maikul Debe Ima Rabasi Karele. Because you know who we call that woman? Each one of them? Grandma. Well, not my family, but regardless. Ishto Aviv. Eshes Aviv Erva. Eshes Aviv Aviv Shnia. So again, let's go over some basics. Your father's wife, that's an Issa Daraisa. That's an Erva. Your grandfather's wife, that's a Shnia. The Gazrol Eshes Avimo, Mishum Eshes Avi Aviv. Now, your grandfather's wife on your mother's side, so that's what? That's another step? No, that's not another step. Once again, that's grandpa's wife. And so the Chachamim encompassed that, incorporated that into one gzera. Gemara says, if you're not happy yet, I'll give you another example. Eishes achia av mina av erva. So, your uncle, but here uncle meaning, it's your father's brother. And it's not just your father's brother, it's your father's paternal brother. So the, and his wife is an erva. That's a daraisa. Now, Asia Sachiav Minaim Shnia. So now let's say it's your uncle's wife, but again, uncle over here means your father's brother, but father's brother who only shares a mother. So that's a Shnia. The Gazal Asia Sachiaim Minaav Mishum Ashes Achiaav Minaim. Now let's go to mom's side. So mom shares a brother, and that shared brother is meaning your uncle, but that shared brother is through a father. So that's also including the Gzera. But again, it's one incorporated gezera. Because that's your uncle's wife. And again, in our minds, we don't make these distinctions in our head between, oh, that's your brother's, your father's brother versus your mother's brother. So, my. Okay, so, what's on the table right now is the following. Here's what we're litigating. So far, we've learned shnios, we've learned about the gezeras, we learned that they're not gezera legzera. It's kulachai gezera. What's on the table for litigation now is your uncle's wife, but specifically, it is your mother's brother, and it's your mother's brother's wife, and it's your mother's brother's wife who's only sharing a mother. Meaning your mother and this brother are only siblings maternally, not paternally. And now his wife, is that going to be included in the shnios? That's on the table for litigation. There's no tzad avas. There's no tzad av. There's no paternal connection. And on top of that. Not on top of that. So there's no paternal connection. So maybe the Chachamim didn't include that in the Gezerah. Alternatively, it's your uncle's wife. So the Gemara says, Tashma, Dechiasa, Rav Yehuda, Bar Shila, Amar, Amri, Bama, Rava, Eretz Yisrael. Here's what they said. In other words, here's a rule they said in Eretz Yisrael. And that's Kol Shem Nekeva, Erva, B'Zachar, Gazra, Lishta, Mishum, Shnia. So the rule is as follows. Okay, take a woman, any one of the women who are arise in the Torah. Now substitute, meaning instead of it being a woman, let it be a man, meaning filling in that family role. The wife of that man is now going to be included. That's a shnia. Clear? Actually, yes. In other words, you're right. And basically, if we're talking about your aunt, so in other words, sub out the aunt for an uncle and your uncle's wife. Now, as you think about it, by the way, that rule doesn't work. Meaning, I take a woman, sub it out for a man, that man's wife is now going to be a shnia. So the Gemara says, Ve'ama Rava V'klalohu. So Rava says, does that rule really work? Meaning it doesn't. So Chamoso Erva. Let's take your mother-in-law for example. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, your mother-in-law for example. So your mother-in-law is an Erva. It's one of the arayos in the Torah. Eishes Chamiv Mutaris. Now, what about your father-in-law's wife? Meaning, obviously, not your wife's mother. Meaning another wife. So your father-in-law's wife. So as we already established on the Amud Aleph, she's mutter to you. Okay. Like all these scenarios, by the way, it would make for a really awkward Thanksgiving. Like really, really awkward. Terrible. Okay, but whatever. So now that was a wonderful illustration, and the rule they gave in Eretz Yisrael, it's not true. And the Gemara says, and again, if you're not happy with that, I'll give you another example. Bas chamoso erva. So the daughter of your mother-in-law, so that is going to be an erva to you. Eishes bas chamoso, but in other words, but the wife of your ben chamoso, let's now take your, it's a step-sibling. Okay, let's keep it simple. So it's a step-sibling, so that muteris. So that would be muter. So what do? All we did was just subbed out the woman for a man and the wife of that man, and the wife of that man is mutter. And bas chamav erva, the Gemara says again, I'll just give you another example. So the daughter of your father-in-law is an erva. The eishes ben chamiv muteris. In other words, now, let's talk about the son, your father-in-law's son, who's married to a woman. So again, if that marriage terminates, can you marry that woman? Absolutely. That's not an erva. So, chorgaso erva. And again, just one more example. This is going to be four in total. So, chorgaso erva. Your stepsister is an erva. Because it is it's your father's wife's daughter. So, but meanwhile, eishes chorgom muteris. But now, your stepson's wife, and again, if that relationship terminated, so, muteris, she's muter. Bas chorgaso erva. Bas chorgaso erva, the daughter of your stepsister is going to be prohibited, but eishes ben chorgom muteris. But again, sub that out for the son, and the daughter of that son is mutter to you, right? The daughter of your step sibling is mutter to you. So the Gemara says, so what do we just have over here? We had a rule in Eretz Yisrael: take out the woman, substitute her with a man. His wife is now a shnia. The Gemara says it's not true. We just went through four different examples where it's clearly not true. So the Gemara says, okay, but in Eretz Yisrael, they knew what they were doing. Meaning, you're right, the rule is not true, as we just pointed out. But they were clearly referring to something. So the Gemara says, So lav lasui eishes achia aim and aim. Dechoshim the kever erva bezachar gazru. So the Gemara says, So what they must be including is our case over here, meaning the case that we're litigating. The case that we're currently litigating is your uncle's wife, but again, uncle over here, meaning your mother's brother. And when I say your mother's brother, it means that your mother's maternal brother. So his wife, so that's what it meant. Meaning, since your mother's sister is going to be prohibited to you, so now take out sister, substitute it with brother, and now his wife is going to be prohibited to you. That's what they meant in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. I am admittedly, as not confused as I am over all this, I'm certainly confused over here that in Eretz Yisrael they're going to say klal. This is a general rule, and meanwhile its application only has one application. That part's a little bit strange. Okay, but anyway. Ishto mishum shnia. I'm sorry. The shem nekeva erva bezachar gazru ishto mishum shnia. So maishna hani maishna ha. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. Maishna hani maishna ha. So the Gemara says, now what would the difference be? Meaning, the Gemara says, wait one second. Now that we just pointed out that your mother's brother's wife is prohibited to you, and it was incorporated within this gzera, and meanwhile, all the other examples that we just went through are mutter, meaning that's strange, right? So the Gemara says, "Habachad kiddushim mikarv lehani ad deikatre kiddushin la mikarv lehu." So the Gemara says, "Look, again, this is another consideration of what made into a shnia, what didn't make into a shnia. How many marriages does it take to get to that woman? So if it takes two marriages to get to that woman, the Chachamim said already, no need to make a gzera, meaning that's too far away." Right, like for example, I'll just use one of the examples that we just had. Right, your stepbrother's daughter. So that's going to, from you, that's two marriages to get to you. But as opposed to your mother's uncle's, your mother's brother's wife. So that's not two marriages because that's already your mother, and your mother's brother is a sibling. So that's only one marriage away. So that's another consideration in terms of what made into a shnia, what didn't make into a shnia. Your stepdaughters.
If your niece is allowed to you, right? Why isn't your stepbrother's daughter, which is also your stepniece, in a way?
Right, but it's also, in other words, but that would be your mother's granddaughter. I'm sorry, I said mother. I meant wife. In other words, that is your wife's granddaughter. Wife's granddaughter is Daraisa. Okay. Shalach le Rav Misharsha mitusanaya le Rav Papi Lamdin Rabbein Eishes Achia Av. Eishes Achia Avi Ha'av. So now we're going to go up a generation. Okay? Eishes Achia Avi Ha'av. So again, I know just in practical terms, this is going to be a little bit absurd now as we're talking about marrying not people one generation above you, but marrying two people above you. But again, that's not, that the Gemara over here is just both curious and obviously not just, it's more than a curiosity, meaning we need to know the halacha, meaning how far do the shnias go up? And so now we're talking about great uncles over here. So, Achi Avi Ha'av V'Achos Avi Ha'av Mahu. So these are great aunts. Midlamata Erva Lamala Nami Gazrube. So look, if we go down generationally, so it goes down two generations. So maybe going up, it also goes up two generations. Odilma Ha ispaleg darasa, or maybe no, maybe going upwards. We don't go up two generations. So tash, yeah. So right. So tashma mahin shnios. So the Gemara says v'lo kachashiv lo badayu. So the Gemara says, look, as far as we're concerned, it shouldn't be a shnia. Why? Because it wasn't listed. Meaning, we opened up our daf today with the eight shnios, and the great ants are not included in it. So it's not included. So the Gemara says, look, it's lack of inclusion in the Braisa. That's not enough evidence. Ton of a shear. So my shear, the high shear. So the Gemara says, really? So the Braisa didn't give us the full picture of all the shneos? What's left out? So shear, shneos, the Rebbe Chia. So I already promoted at the beginning of today's daf, and we're going to see it in Mirtz Hashem, and that is the list of shneos according to Rebbe Chia, which are additional. So I don't know why. I have a suspicion, but I don't know why. The shneers are given to us in two separate lists, meaning on a brice on Chafal Amid Aleph is one. The brice of Rabbi Chia, which is coming soon to come in today's daf, is number two. And I'm just admitting, I don't know why it's presented in two different lists, but they are. So the Gemara says, Ameimar Achshav Eishes Achia Aviv Uve Achos Avi Aviv. Ameimar permitted your great aunt. So Amale Rav Hillel Rav Ashli Didi Havile Shneos. So Mar Bere De Rabbana. Stephen Shitzreli Sura. So Rav Hillel says to Rav Ashi, look, I saw the Shnios of Marbury de Ravana, meaning obviously all this is, you need notes for this, right? And so people had lists, even as Torah Shabbat Peh. But people had lists, and it happens to be that I saw his list, and his list included 16 women. So my love. So now how do you get to the number 16? I know I said the number 16 at the beginning of today's daf, because of this line of the Gemara. How do you get to 16? So Tamna de Manasisa, because eight of the first Braisa, Shistabe Rabbi Chia, six of Rabbi Chia, which we haven't seen yet. And so now 6 plus 8, that's 14. We're too shy. The great aunts. So Vahanach Tarte. And so these two great aunts, so they're to be included as well. So Hashitzare. Ola Tamech Shiv Sar Havian Daha Ika Isha Sachia Aim Mena Aim De Pashtina Li Isura. So the Gemara says, wait 1 second, what about your uncle's wife? And again, uncle over here meaning your mother's brother, your mother's maternal brother. So his wife. So shouldn't that be added also? Because again, that wasn't in the list, and we added that. So that gets us to number 17. The Gemara says, Halokashan. That doesn't bother me. Hanach Tartein, the Damialada de Kechada Chashiv Lahu. So the Gemara says, no, because that's just an accounting issue. Meaning that's your uncle's wife, so that's just included, meaning in the count. And you don't give her another number, meaning she's included, but as in terms of counting, you don't add her as another one. V'hashitzrei v'ha mikol makom lididi chazyan lan So, okay, good. When all said and done, I have 16, and I got to add two more because, again, 8 of the first brisa, 6 of the second brisa, and you got to add 2, so it's a great answer, right? So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, so he says to him as follows. And the end of this discussion is, look, was that list authenticated? In other words, did anyone sign off on that list? And if it would have said heter, would that have also changed your opinion? Meaning, you found the list. Congratulations. But the list wasn't authenticated. Nobody signed off on the list. And I'm not going to be using that as any kind of proof or source material in terms of litigating great aunts. Okay. So the Gemara questioned whether the great aunt is permitted or prohibited. The Gemara ended off on that particular extension as inconclusive. Tandabe Rebbe Chiya. Okay, so a couple times today we promoted Rebbe Chiya, and now we're not promoting Rebbe Chiya, we're learning Rebbe Chiya. Okay, once again, if you'd like to follow me, turn the page. Okay, 136 in this really well done sefer. Oh, okay, I do not give the sefer enough love. I don't use it that often. Whatever. Right. Once you get a handle, right. Phil understands me. Once you get a handle in Yevamos, so you know these pictures are helpful, but most of the time we could just see it over here, right? If you want to be overwhelmed by Yevamos, and if you happen to be sharing the same sefer, so you go to page 142, and that's overwhelming. Okay, but no need to get overwhelmed right now. It's an overwhelming page. Okay, but right now we could just stay right here on page 136 and learn the 6 additional shniyos according to Rebbe Chiya. So Tanda Bei Rebbe Chiya. Rebbe Chiya now introduces us to 6 more of the shniyos, and they are so Tanda Bei Rebbe Chiya Shlishi Shebebito. Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to be adding now I'll call it 1 and 2. I know in the book it calls it 9 and 10. But he's only calling it 9 and 10 because he's adding it to the 8 that we learned on the Amud Aleph, a Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Fine, but let's call it 9 and 10. So 9 and 10 basically is now, what we're going to do is we're going to go to your great-granddaughter. Yeah, we're going to go to your great-granddaughter. Now, great-granddaughter over here, doesn't matter how the great-granddaughter came about, meaning it came about through your daughter, it came about through your son. It don't matter. So your great-granddaughter is going to be included now in the Shneos. That is 9 and 10. Okay, I'll use his, I'm sorry, I don't mean to confuse. I'll use his numbers. Okay, so that's 9 and 10, right? 9 meaning after 8. Okay, good. So that's 9 and 10. That is Bibno Shebebito. Ushe Beben Ishto, Ushe Bebas Ishto. And now we're going to do the same thing with your wife, meaning the Torah prohibits your wife's daughter. The Torah prohibits your wife's granddaughter. The Chachamim added your wife's great-granddaughter. And again, doesn't matter whether it came through your wife's son or through your wife's daughter, and that will be numbers 11 and 12. Okay, now, and shnia, meaning that shnia, that there was a secondary. And revi shebechama v'shebechamoso shnia. Now what we're going to do is that we're going to go to your in-laws. And with your in-laws, so again, the Torah prohibits your mother-in-law. The Torah also prohibits the mother of your mother-in-law and your father-in-law's mother. So those are two arayas that are prohibited in the Torah. So already the Torah goes up 2 generations. So what the Chachamim did is the Chachamim just went up a generation. Okay. It's fair to say, no. In other words, in this Rebbe Chiya Braisa, the first 2 are on your side, and then the next 2 are on your, next 4 are on your mother, are on the wife's side. Okay, good. Now, the Gemara over here, is not clear, but the Gemara will be in just a moment. Meaning, these extensions, are they unlimited? Hold that thought. So, Amalei Ravina Le Rav Ashi Maishna, the Gemara here now just asks a technical question. Lemala dekachashiv lei, I didn't read this well. Let me read it better. Amalei Ravina Le Rav Ashi Maishna, lemala dekachashiv la leishto, umaishna lemata delo kachashiv lei leishto. So, it's a technical question, but it's still important. Meaning, we're counting generations, and we're being a little bit confusing, right? Because we're going down 3 generations, we're going up 3 generations, and meanwhile, when it came to you, it said 3. When it came to your wife, it said 4. What just happened? meaning it's in both cases it's three generations. So why is the Braisa using different numbering systems? So the Gemara explains. The Gemara says, So the Gemara says, look, the reason why when dealing with your great-grandchildren, meaning your great-grandchildren, your great-granddaughter specifically, since you're the Nidon, so therefore you don't need to be counted. And that's why when going down to your own great-granddaughters, so that's why it's the Braisa says three generations going down. Ah, but when it comes to now your wife's great-grandmothers, so there, because it's mikoach ishto, she counts as one, generation above is two, generation above that is three, that's still Doraisa, and the generation above that is now four. That's all. Okay, it's just a question of where we're starting to count from, but it's the same. It's the way you and I would talk, it's three generations going up, three generations going down. So the Gemara says, okay, but the Braisa is not consistent. Because when the Braisa is talking about your wife's great-granddaughter, there the Braisa uses the number three, not the number four. So the Gemara says, I did the Tana Shlosha Doros Lamata Didei, Velo Chashva, Tananami Gimel Doros Lamata Dida Velo Chashva. So the Gemara says, yeah, but that's just for purposes of symmetry. Since the Braisa opened up with your great-granddaughters and used the number three, so then, just for symmetrical purposes, when talking about your wife's great-granddaughters, also using the same number three. Okay, technical question, technical answer. Okay, good. Now we want to know, the Shnios of Rebbe Chia, right, which are now six additional to the eight that we learned earlier, are they continuing generationally, upwards and downwards, or not? Now again, as I already pointed out, it gets to the point of absurdity. We are now, what we're litigating right now is the great-great-granddaughter. Is she a Shnia? Okay, and obviously, under most circumstances, the question will never introduce itself. That's just too far away, right? I did spend a good amount of time trying to figure out, like, at what point, in other words, right, back in the good old days, people produced children at 12 and 13 years of age. So at what point in time, is it even negotiable? In terms of whether or not you can have a marriage between a man and his granddaughter, great-granddaughter, great-great-granddaughter. Okay, obviously, it gets to the point of absurdity, but still, fundamentally, is the Xeris continue in going up and downwards of Rebbe Chia? Tashma, Damarav, Dal Nashim, Rishlam, Hefzik, Vesulo. So the Gemara says, okay, let's go back to what we learned earlier today. Okay, I'm just in a moment of self-defense. I know I'm behind, but at least today, we're covering the entire Shnia Sugya in of itself. It's really good. Because now we hearken back to what we learned earlier this morning, and it's now in non-ancient history. We learned it all 40 minutes ago. that's helpful. So the Gemara says, Dalad Nashim Yeshlam Hefsek Vesulo. So the four women have a Hefsek, and no more, meaning in Rav is only capping the number of women that are limited, right? Again, it's either three or four. Rav only held the three, Ziri held the fourth. But anyway, obviously the list of Rebbe Chia does not seem to have a limit. So the Gemara says, Dumuki kama Rav, la'i mastisa. So the Gemara says, that's not enough evidence. Why? Because Rav may have only been commenting on the first Braisa. Maybe Rav was just simply not even commenting on the Braisa Rebbe Chia. Tashma, shlishi v'revi, shlishi v'revi, nint ve'lo. So the Gemara says, okay, but let's look at the Lashon of the Braisa Rebbe Chia, where it says three and four, meaning it actually counts the generations. So the Gemara says, Duma mishlishi ve'elech midabai mirevi. The Gemara says no. Even the language is in of itself is not enough evidence because it could be three and onward, four and onward. That's how you could read the Braisa. Amalei Rav LaRav Nachman Chazi Mar Haim Rabban and Dasa Mei Marava VaAm Rabam Mei Marava Gazru Shnius Begerim Olam. Okay, last discussion over here on this particular topic, and that is as follows. We now have introduced ourselves this morning to the Shnius de Rabbanan Mazel Tov, meaning we're done, and we are. And we now know that the Chachamim added an assorted number of women who are related to you. The Torah doesn't prohibit them. But again, the nature of the relationship is such, the Chachamim felt that if we availed ourselves to these women, so then we would end up violating Isurei Torah. That would be the next step. So the Chachamim add a list. And this morning, we went through the entirety of the list. 16 women in total, 8 in the first Braisa, 6 in the second Braisa, with the possibility of adding an additional 2, the great aunts. Okay, good. The Gemara now wants to know, this entire Issa de Rabbanan, Are gerim subject to it? Now, that's a funny question, but it's not a funny question. The Gemara goes on to explain. So, shnios begerim alo. Gazru shnios, I'm sorry. Bal ben marava. Gazru shnios begerim alo. Gazru shnios begerim. So, are gerim included in this gzera? Amalei hashto ma erva gufa ilav shalo yomru bai mikdusha chamula kdusha kalalo gazru burabanan. So, the Gemara says, consider the following. Arayas by gerim. Is it a thing or is it not a thing? Oddly enough, it's not a thing. Not a thing. Because we know we have a rule. We say throughout Shas. Interestingly enough, the Gemara never gives us a source for this rule, but it's a tenet. And that is that when you're a ger, when you're megayer, when you convert, so you are a born again. I know other religions have hijacked that term. It's our term. let's own it back. You're born again. In other words, kekana nola dami. And as such, even though obviously your mother is still genealogically your mother, but halachically not your mother. And the same thing is true with any of your relatives. That means to say that when you're a ger, you can marry any one of your relatives because halachically not related to you. Meaning, and by the way, when I say marry them, I mean they also have to convert, obviously. But still, the point is that you can marry them. The Chachamim said, you know what? Even though technically that's true, we got to step in over here because it's going to be really strange. As a non-Jew, in other words, as part of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, they can't marry their closest relatives. The list of arayos for Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach is a shorter list than that for us, even on a Torah level. Not for now. The Gemara and Sanhedrin, Daphne and Zion. Anyway, but for us right now, here's what all we need to consider is that the entire institution of arayos is not applicable for a ger. But the Chachamim said, if we allow them to marry their closest relatives, so they're going to think to themselves, hey, this Judaism is unbelievable. In our non-Jewish state, so we couldn't marry these people. Now we convert, now we're allowed to marry them? The Chachamim didn't want that kind of thinking. Therefore, the Chachamim prohibited. But over here, already for them to marry their closest relatives, that in of itself is a gzera. So, lo gazru bu rabbanan shnios mi baye. So now what do you want to do? You also want to extend shnios to them as well? Meaning that's already too far. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman gerim hol v'asali adan neima bu milsa. So now, as long as we're talking about converts, so let's just say one more word about converts. And that is achim and aim lo ya'idu. Now, let's say you have converts who are related through a mother. Okay, they're brothers, but they're maternally brothers. They share a mother. So they shouldn't testify one for another. Now, technically, are they allowed to testify one for another? 100%. Again, because halachically, they're not related. But that maternal relationship, so lichatchila, we are going to discourage. So, v'im ya'idu edus amedus. Okay, but if they testify, it's a fair testimony. It works. Achim min ha'av me'idun lichatchila. Now, if these gerim are brothers, but paternal brothers, oddly enough, shrug of our shoulders. Lichatchila, they can testify. Now, why should that be? Now, again, just first of all, the fundamental point. The fundamental point is, in either circumstance, they're not related, and so therefore, as far as Karov is concerned, for Psule Edus, they're not Karovim. Okay. So, but why are we making a distinction? Why are we saying that if they're maternal brothers, so lichatchila, ideally, we're not going to have them testify, only b'dieved. So Rashi over here says, because generally speaking, when it comes to paternity and in the non-Jewish world, so we're uncertain anyway in terms of establishment of paternity. Okay. So therefore, the Chacham didn't feel that by Gerim, if they're paternal brothers, so the Chacham didn't feel like we really need to step in. Because anyway, we're uncertain of paternity. But when it comes to maternity, there it's pretty clear cut. So, and Amemer says that Achim and Aim, yeah, they could testify. Afil lechatchila, meaning no problem whatsoever. So, Umayshna, my rayo. So the Gemara says, okay. So now here's what you're telling me. That as far as Gerim are concerned, they're kakan chanola dami. But we're now going to make a really clear distinction between the area of Edus and the area of Ishus. When it comes to Edus, we're going to just simply let the halacha play out, which means that they're not related halachically. And therefore, they could testify for one another. But when it comes to Ishus and Arayus, oh, there the Chachamim stepped in. The Gemara says, what's the difference? The Gemara says, I'll tell you what the difference is. Erva l'chol masura. Edos lebeisa mesura v'gersh nizgar kakana shenol adami. So when it comes to arayos, so in other words, we're talking about marriages, and right, and anyone and everyone can get married, and you don't need a beis din to get married. All right, you need a rav to be masada kedushin. You don't really need a rav to be masada kedushin, right? A good Jew could be masada kedushin. You don't. It doesn't have to be a rav. Okay, you don't need a beis din. Ah, but when it comes to Eidos, obviously you need a Beis Din. So we are more confident and reliable of the fact that once things are handed over to Beis Din, Beis Din is going to be more careful. Mashenkin, when it comes to marriage, okay, so not everyone is familiar with these halachas. Meaning, imagine, by the way, that the Masar de Kedushin needs to know what we just learned today. No, okay, that's a lot, but that he needs to know that. Meaning, right, any kind of relatives vis-a-vis the shneis that we learned today are going to be prohibited. Okay, good. So it's masa l'chol, and that's why we're going to be more careful when it comes to gerim on this particular issue. Okay, Adkan, it takes us to the end of today's daf. Okay, appreciate everyone's patience and indulgence through a really difficult gemara. Truth of the matter is, it's not so difficult. It just happens to be that there's just a lot of family members that are involved. And just keeping track of who we're talking about. But in terms of the walk away from today's daf, we introduced ourselves to the Shneios. It came to us in two lists. One of the original Brais and Chafal, the second one in Chav Beis. The one in Chafal had 8. The one in Chav Beis had an additional 6. That got us to 14. And then what we litigated this morning, it seems like we concluded, although the Gemara was not clear, is your great aunt, which is not included, not in the first list nor in the second list. And what is also was up for discussion today was your uncle's wife, but again, your mother's maternal brother's wife. Okay, I know. Once I get it clear in my head, it's like, oh, it's so obvious. And then, Mir Tzashem, 7.5 years from now, I'm going to be struggling through the same Gemaras again. But that's my bracha to myself. Okay, anyway, Adkan.